We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Friday, even the final Friday of February, which means starting on Sunday, we get baseball back. The Phillies start on Sunday, and their first spring training broadcast on WIP will be Monday afternoon. We're going to have a handful between now and opening day, spring training games. I can't wait for baseball. We'll get to a Clearwater check-in later on. We'll talk to Sixers Adam 1 hour from now on a big win for the Sixers last night and really an outstanding performance defensively by Ben Simmons on Luka. So that's coming up. We're talking Eagles right now, and my belief that Howie Roseman needs to make a play for Russell Wilson. He is one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, a future Hall of Famer, has won at least 9 games in every year of his career. I mean, if a Russell Wilson comes available, you have to make the phone call. And I'd be willing to offer Jalen Hurts multiple number one picks and even throw in another young player of Seattle's choosing to get it done and to bring him here. And look, I know they're rebuilding. I know this is a plan the Eagles have now, and they've probably thought about this for a little bit, like, hey, we're going to go with Jalen Hurts or draft a quarterback and have all this cap room in a year. And it's wonderful thinking, and it might work out. And I am primarily on board with the whole thing. But if Russell Wilson's available, you scrap the idea. Like, just imagine for a second, like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to work here. I'm going to live this life. I'm going to buy this house. And then someone comes to you and says, you know what? I've got a deal for you. You could have that house for that much money. It's your dream house. You might just take the dream house, right? You might just do that. You might just buy the house. Or if you could have a job that you never thought you were going to get, you might just say, you know what? I'm going to get the job. I'm going to take this job, even though I'm content, even though I'm happy. Like, the Eagles probably feel like they can do this plan they have and execute it, and maybe they can. But Russell Wilson is a franchise-changing player. Would you do it? Or do you want the Eagles just go for it with this rebuild? Go for it with the rebuild or try to trade for Russell Wilson? 215-592-9494. All right, we'll continue that conversation throughout the show. I want to throw one more thing in here. So the WIP Awards, we finished them today. It all rounded out, and we've now awarded every one of the Levi's for this year, including this morning with Angelo, the revelation of the voting for the best athlete in Philadelphia over the last 20 years. And this was amazing. So I'm listening to the morning show today, and Angelo reveals that it was one vote separating the winner from the loser in this. I mean, literally one vote of thousands. This wasn't just like five of us down the hallway giving our vote. Thousands of votes. One vote separated Allen Iverson, who won this as the best athlete in Philadelphia over the last 20 years, over Brian Dawkins. And here's my perspective on it. And it's similar but different to what I said the other night about my Allen Iverson feeling and his voting with the Sixer thing with Joel. There's no doubt. I mean, when you're debating two people like AI and Dawkins, you're splitting hairs, and they're both great players. They're both Hall of Fame players, all-time players in their sport. But my vote went to Brian Dawkins. In my mind, to me, the way I view it, Brian Dawkins was the better athlete. He was the best. Like, when I close my eyes and you say to me, Joe, last 20 years, Philadelphia sports, other than Nick Foles raising a trophy, and other than the Phillies winning a world championship, what person do you think about? You, like, take those two moments away. Take those two teams away. Who's the player? And the player I think about is Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins is the Eagles. Like, that's Brian Dawkins. He was the Eagles. He still is the Eagles to a sense. And he was an amazing football player. He's one of the most unique football players that I've ever watched. At his position to play the game the way he did, up close to the line of scrimmage, back in coverage. I mean, he has one of the most unique skill sets you'll ever see at his position. I still believe he's the only player with like 25 or more interceptions and, you know, over a certain amount of sacks and forced fumbles. Like, he almost played linebacker and free safety at the same time. And as far as him and like what Allen Iverson was, two reasons why I put Dawkins over AI. One, the bulk and really everything about Dawkins I think about is here. You know, AI did have other stops and he came back at the end, but I think of Dawkins really only here. I know that he had the Broncos days for a little bit, but it's just he was always here in my mind. Meanwhile, AI wasn't always here. He bounced around a couple different places then came back at the end of his career. And the other part of it is I still, when I think of the Eagles and I think of that era of football, that era of Eagles football was better than the Sixers era. It just was better, right? The Sixers had one run, went to one finals. And in that way, it's similar to Brian Dawkins and the Eagles going to one Super Bowl during that time. But the Eagles were the dominant force in the NFC. They were every year winning the NFC East. I just associate Brian Dawkins with winning more than I do Allen Iverson. I mean, how many times did AI get past the first round beyond the year they went to the finals? Once, I believe. It wasn't like it was every year they were knocking on the door to the finals and they just couldn't get there. It was once. It was one special run. Meanwhile, Brian Dawkins led one of the best defenses for years and years and years and years, and it was on winning teams year and year, year after year after year. I put Dawkins above AI. 215-592-9494. Who would you vote in that? Who would you, if you only could pick one, best Philly athlete last 20 years? This literally went down to one vote. I would pick Dawkins. Tucker, I know, I mean, yeah, it's your guy.
I mean, the answer is obvious, and I understand why people love Brian Dawkins, and I like Brian Dawkins growing up, too. Like, my first Eagles jersey was a Brian Dawkins jersey. The only Eagles game I ever went to as a kid, as a fan, Brian Dawkins had a 48-yard touchdown reception from Brian Mitchell on a punt, on a fake punt. Like, Brian Dawkins was a fantastic player, but to compare him to Allen Iverson, I think it's just silly.
Well, I mean, the vote did come down to one vote, didn't
it? And it did.
Was it your vote?
It was my vote.
You won it for him.
You're welcome. But when I look at it, I mean, as great as Brian Dawkins was, and he's a Hall of Famer. He was first team All-Pro three times in the time span we're talking about. But you brought up the playoffs. You know what came up short a lot in the playoffs? Well, the Eagles' defense.
His defense. Yeah, I agree. They did.
Right? Like, they gave up 32. I think, like, if you go through the games they lost, the games that ended those runs, usually giving up between 27 and 32 outside of the Panthers game in 2003. But when I look at Allen Iverson, I mean, he's second all-time in points per game in the playoffs. It's Michael Jordan and then him. That's it, right? Like, immediately, if it's just you two in that category, that's incredible. And he's the only player in the last 50 years in the NBA to average more than 40 minutes a game. I mean, what he did, and, you know, I told you the other night when we were debating Joel Embiid and Allen Iverson, I found that tougher. Because what those two guys did or do in the case of Embiid is, they're historical anomalies. Like, what we saw Allen Iverson do, we will never see again. Like, we're never going to see another NBA player average 43 minutes a game. We're never going to see another NBA player average 30 points per game in the playoffs, right? Only two guys in the history of the sport have ever done it. And as great as LeBron James is, he's never done it, right? As great as Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, all these guys, they weren't as efficient in scoring as Allen Iverson when it came to the postseason. And when I look at Brian Dawkins, like, there are bigger safeties, right? Like, Cam Chancellor did a lot of the same things that Bryant Dawkins did. Yep. Sean Taylor, before he passed away, did a lot of the same things Bryant Dawkins did. I mean,
Polamalu.
Troy Polamalu did a lot of the things. Ed Reed was a better, you know, deep guy. I just think, as great as Bryant Dawkins was, his career, his accolades, his ability to perform in the postseason, they don't hold a candle to Allen Iverson.
Well, they're different, though. I mean, right? One, it's a team sport, and basketball is more of a one guy can carry the day. I mean, a safety can't really carry you to wins in the playoffs. But that being said, and your point is not wrong on the points per game and what he did, I just associate Brian Dawkins with winning more. I mean, that the Eagles won more during that era. They were a better team during that era. AI may have been the icon of this city, but the Eagles were the team of this city during Brian Dawkins' era. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll throw this in because this came down to one vote today in our 94 WIP Awards. I need your thought on it. Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, the better Philly athlete over the last 20 years, 2000 to 2020. My vote went to Brian Dawkins. So I guess you could say that this vote went, the vote was, even if you took away the evening show, it still would have been AI by one because I voted and I voted Brian Dawkins. Tucker voted. He voted Allen Iverson. I just believe Brian Dawkins was the better player. And I understand that, I mean, that they're both Hall of Famers. Like, we are literally talking about two of the true icons in the history of sports in the city, and that won't change anytime soon. But I associate Dawkins with more winning, and I look at Brian Dawkins and what he did over all those years, and I just think about his career and the dominance and how he changed. I mean, teams had to play offense differently because all the things he did. He was a weapon for Jim Johnson. Meanwhile, I mean, other than one great run, the whole era of Allen Iverson was more fun than it was championship caliber. I mean, that's the truth. It was one great run, and one run where you really felt, you know what, that team with AI may win it all. That was once. But the rest of the time, it was, all right, they're pretty good, but they're not going to win. You know, they're not a championship-caliber team. Meanwhile, with Dawkins, every year he was leading a championship-caliber defense to a year and a record where we thought and we discussed, like, oh, Eagles can win it this year. This could be the year. That wasn't the way it was when AI was here with the Sixers. It was once. One time we said that. The rest, you kind of realized at some point during the year, that wasn't them. They weren't going to win a title. 215-592-9494. All right, we come back. Ton to get into. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. I believe the Eagles should go after Russell Wilson. I would trade Jalen Hurts a bunch of first-round picks. It is a rare opportunity to get an all-time great quarterback. I'm in. Would you scrap the rebuild for Russell Wilson? And I would take Brian Dawkins over AI. Best Philly at the last 20 years. Tucker goes AI. How about you? 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.